It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrèche is here with a special edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina. Yes, that's right, Carolina Street. At McFarland's in the morning, nothing makes me more grateful than a chat with my friend Rachel.
At McFarland's.
Yes, that's right. I got a song in today and everything, and I didn't warn Rachel about it because I thought she'd be like, oh, no, not that. So my guest this morning for this very special edition of Mornings at McFarland's is Rachel Tatke. Welcome. Good morning, Rachel. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, I know you came in this morning and was like, oh, my God, what did Mother Nature do to us this morning? And so thank you for rising above the disappointment that that must have been. But, yeah, gosh, there are things blown all around over there. It's we're going to be talking about that. There's a festival going on right across the street from us this weekend that we'll be talking about. But first, welcome, Rachel. And who is Rachel Tatke anyway? So people are wondering, well, why should I care, right? So who are you, Rachel?
Well, I am a fascinating character. No, I am the...
I would agree with that. I concur. I've known her for a couple of years now.
So, we could talk about a lot of different things, including any of the Real Housewives franchises. But I am the Community Relations and Event Director for Morgan Murphy Media, which is a media company that owns Madison Magazine, Channel 3, WISCT, and then channel3000.com.
Okay.
So that's my full-time job.
And where did you come from? Where did you grow up in the area here?
So, yeah, I grew up in a small Wisconsin town called Clinton. It's right on Illinois border.
Yeah.
About an hour from Madison. And so I went to school there, grew up there, and then went to school at UW-Madison.
Okay.
And I had wanted to be a film critic. That was I love movies and TV, and I was a journalism major, and that's really what I wanted to do.
Siskel and Ebert and Tatke.
Yes.
You would have been great.
I mean, I loved it. I wrote movie reviews for the Janesville Gazette when I was in high school, and they got the most hate mail ever from a review that I wrote of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, really?
I didn't think the movie was good.
Well, it wasn't particularly good, but, you know, subject matter, but yeah, it was one of those things where it's like it could have been so much better, I think, too.
Agreed. You know? Agreed. So I kind of had my infamy at the Janesville Gazette, and I wanted to do that. But then when I was at UW, I took an internship at the alternative weekly newspaper Isthmus in Madison.
Okay.
But the only opportunity there was in their marketing and promotions department. So I thought, well, that's an in. So I took it, and I ended up loving it. I loved doing media, you know, marketing and promotions for a media company.
Okay.
So when I graduated, I moved briefly to Chicago and took a sales job. I didn't love that. And then an opportunity opened up back at Isthmus to be their full-time marketing and event coordinator, and so I moved back to do that.
Okay.
And that's where my career started.
So Clinton, that down right down on the border, so you must have been fairly close to Janesville then, and that's why you were part of their editorial staff.
Yes, definitely.
So right away you kind of knew you had that passion for writing and, you know, getting out in front with people with things. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've always been really fortunate that, you know, for whatever reason, it really clicked into place what I wanted to do. And I know that that's not necessarily a common occurrence, you know, that I was like, this is what I want to do. So I feel really fortunate that I was able to, you know, determine, like, I love planning events and that's what I want to do, and then kind of carve out a niche for my career that way in Madison, which is,
And you do some of that, too, beyond just your full-time job, right? You've talked about that a couple times, how you do wedding planning and whatnot for folks. So.
Yeah. I own a wedding planning business called Top Shelf Weddings and Events, and that just came to be. I was at Isthmus. I was in my mid-20s, and I wanted to kind of expand, right, and do more.
Because you had all this copious free time.
I had student loan debt, right? And so I thought, well, where can I generate some extra money? Should I go work at Sephora? And a friend said, you know, you should look into wedding planning. And I reached out to a mutual acquaintance who I knew owned a wedding planning business.
Okay. No, I'm just going to move this a little bit towards that
sure.
Because you're kind of leaning to the...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. You can lean any way you want. This is an equal opportunity leaning show, actually.
So I reached out to this mutual acquaintance and said, you know, I'd love to pick your brain. I know you're a wedding planner. And then she said, well, I'm actually getting divorced and moving to Texas and want to sell my business.
Oh.
So I was able to take over her business. And that was...
So you already had a client list and the whole inventory and system in place.
Right. Cool. It was wonderful. And that was in 2009. So I do a lot of event planning, both for the magazine, the TV station, and then for my own business.
Wow. 2009. So you've been doing that for 8 years now?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And this time of year, especially.
Yes.
Like, you needed more to do. do, right?
With I know. It is nutty time.
And then how did you come to work at Madison Magazine?
So I had worked at Isthmus, which was a kind of a similar media print publication for years. And then I went to Adams Outdoor Advertising, and they're a billboard company.
Sure.
And I was their marketing coordinator there. And that was more of a business marketing, right? So less to do with events and business to consumer and more to business. So I missed doing events. And I found out I knew the woman who had worked for 7 years at Madison Magazine.
Okay.
And then she left. And so I just applied on a whim. And because my job at Isthmus had been so similar to what they were looking for, I was fortunate enough to get the job at Madison Magazine.
Okay.
And I worked, so how Morgan Murphy Media is it has these different entities, right? So Madison Magazine is a company that's separate from Channel 3, right? And channel3000.com. But we all work in the same building.
Okay.
And so when I started at Madison Magazine in 2012, it was very separate. You know, Madison Magazine was separate from Channel 3, even though we all worked in the same building. But then over time and under new management, they decided they really wanted to make Morgan Murphy Media more of a cohesive, you know, hey, we're all work together. You know, the sales force should be selling everything, right?
Sure.
It's just more efficient and people like that, you know, in the community. And so last year I was promoted to work for the whole, all of the different entities doing community relations and events.
Okay.
So I still work for Madison Magazine. I'm still doing all of the Madison Magazine events, like the barbecue festival. I'm just also doing community relations and events now for WISC TV.
Okay. So all kinds of stuff going on all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat though too, because you're aware of all those cross-pollination, if you will, kinds of things that are going on, so that you can maybe think about the impact of how one event is going to affect this group of people, and maybe we should do something to kind of bridge a gap here in communications between this group of people too. That's really smart philosophy, I think.
Yeah.
Overall. Especially with as interconnected as everything is these days too.
Right.
It's almost like people have that expectation that you'll be able to do that, I think. And,
yes.
And it's, you know, well, what's wrong with you that you didn't see this needed to happen too?
Right. Exactly. It certainly makes me a sharper event planner. And for me, you know, I'm able to think on my feet and really see a larger scope of things. And, you know, the events that Madison Magazine is very different than the events that Channel 3 and WISC TV does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for example, at the end of April, we did a really great Shred Fest, which was a free shredding event that we worked with the Better Business Bureau. Right.
Okay.
So that's a very different event than a food and beverage event, which is a lot of what I do for Madison Magazine. But they all serve a community and a different purpose. So it's great to kind of have my hands in everything and really see the scope of events that can be done.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the whole Madison Magazine. In fact, that it's, you know, I mean, it seems like every city, larger metropolitan area at least, has a magazine like that. Milwaukee has their own magazine. Chicago has their own magazine. I'm sure New York has a couple of them. You know, right, one for Brooklyn and the Bronx and the Queens and whatever. So, but do you know much about that? I mean, how did that kind of come about that you started doing things like that?
I don't know a lot of the history of the City Regional Magazine Association, but that's what it's called. It's the City Regional Magazine Association, and it's this overarching organization, and all of these city magazines sort of belong to it. And to belong to this, we call it the CRMA, you have to follow guidelines.
Okay.
And I know at least one of the guidelines is that your editorial content has to be separate from your advertising content, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times in different cities, you'll see a magazine it'll feature a business on the cover, right? And then that business potentially has paid to be on the cover, right?
Sure.
And had an article written about them. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But to make a city regional magazine, that can't be the case. Editorial is editorial. It has nothing to do with dollars spent within the magazine. And that's what Madison Magazine is.
Sure.
And yes, our sisters are Milwaukee, Chicago, basically, you know, Boston Magazine, New York Magazine, Los Angeles. Those are all these city regional magazines.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, that's kind of an interesting model, because as I remember the history of, like, television broadcasting and news broadcasting, is one of the precepts that they tried to establish early on was that the news hour, whatever that was in any city, would not have sponsorship, that there would be sort of an overlaying government funding, essentially, of it, so that it wouldn't have to be partisan to, you know, business interests that would potentially color the news that was offered and when it was offered. And, you know, if a business gets upset with, you know, what your story is because it gets too close to their, you know, profits or their clientele, that they couldn't shut you down that way. And it seems like that's sort of the intent of something like that, too, is to give journalists and editorial components of a magazine, any kind of periodical, right. the opportunity to really be as non-biased and nonpartisan as possible, right? I mean,
correct. And, you know, I would say that in my experience working at different media organizations, there are, some organizations that, you know, editorial doesn't speak to advertising. There right. is a hard divide and it's not considered, and this is what our editorial is, and that's what it is. We're not going to touch sales or even consider that. And that's great and fair and 100% respectable. I would say Madison Magazine very much keeps in touch with the sale, right? Like with the sales force, sure. right? And they want to be respectful and not ruffle any feathers. And I also think that's the nature of Madison Magazine, right? Right. Madison Magazine is monthly. So what they want to do is we have investigative journalism that delves deeper into issues that have already happened, right?
Right.
So instead of reporting, you know, that there are lots of different, you know, violent homicides happening, you know, as they happen, that's what channel3000.com is for. Instead, Madison Magazine is going to investigate the deeper why. What are these trends? What's happening? And what are sure. ways, what are some positive things that we can make come out of this?
Sure.
Or getting deep into the, you know, the police chief and all of those things. But they also, you know, want to make sure that we highlight, we don't do restaurant reviews. We're not critical, you know, of restaurants. We don't do restaurant reviews. But what we do is we highlight best of lists, right? So we highlight like the 10 best Chinese restaurants in town, or the best places to get sushi, or the best brunch spots. And so it's much more of a service journalism where we're telling people, we're giving people a guide of what to do, where to go, and those types of things, in addition to sort of this hard hitting, investigative, deeper reporting.
Sure.
And so in that way, we can work more closely with sales and make sure that, you know, we're not doing anything necessarily to polarize, the advertisers and the businesses in the community. You know, we're really trying to bring everybody together.
Well, and information is information. Mm-hmm. You know, there really isn't any need to color the information if you're just presenting this is what is.
Right.
You know, you may not like that that's what is, but that's an accountability factor then. You know, that,
yes.
that's something that, well, do something about it then, I guess, ultimately.
Right.
And I have to say, too, I mean, we get Madison Magazine. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and it, I'm always impressed, too, with not only the quality of the articles and the writing, which is, you know, all very, obviously you have very smart people yeah. that are good grammarians. I appreciate that. there is that attention to, you know, just little known things perhaps, or just information, little nuggets of stuff that make it fun to read. And not to mention those best of things. I mean, my wife loves the best of things. She's, oh, we have to try this now. We have to try this now. You know, or, and then on the other end, because I have an artistic background too, yeah. I really appreciate the aesthetic of the
yes.
magazine. I mean, just really, you can tell that the photography staff is really paying attention to how can we make this look, you know, as nice? How can we make this whole article fit together so the feng shui, mm-hmm. you know, whatever
yes.
that is, all fits in a nicely, you know, ordered way, a way that's appealing that you want to read it, basically.
Yes. We're very lucky to have Tim Burton, who is our creative director. He's been with the magazine.
Oh, he did the Batman film. No,
yeah, exactly. The director, Tim Burton, is the creative director for Madison Magazine. That's a little known fact. No, that would
We're
be super
kidding.
Cool.
We're kidding. We're kidding. Yes. Oh, okay, fine.
Different Tim Burton, but equally as talented as the famous director.
Excellent.
And he's worked for us, I think, you know, since he, you know, for like 20 years. And
okay.
he's a young guy. And he he's just amazing and
sure.
consistently wins national awards for his work. And I think really sets us apart from other publications.
Sure.
It's just his amazing work.
Well, and you think about that's pretty amazing for a town, you know, a city
yes.
the size of Madison to have somebody of that kind of caliber. You just, it's like, you know, you would pay all kinds of money for that, I'm sure, in a larger metro area.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, we're really lucky.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Oh my gosh, it's already been 15 minutes and something. We'll take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors and be right back with Rachel Tatke. If you're just joining us now, Rachel's here from Madison Magazine, Morgan Murphy Media, and we're going to talk some more about the Barbecue Fest, which is coming up in just a couple
Woo-hoo!
Days. So don't go anywhere here on 99.7 FM radio, because we got lots more to talk about. And oh my gosh, talking with Rachel, yeah, I mean, you can tell it's so much fun. Back to you, Mike. And we're back. Yes, that's right. We are back here at Mornings at McFarland Special Edition with our special guest. Yes, that's right. Special. Very, very special. Don't you get tired where it's like special? It's like everything is special and then nothing is anymore, right? But this is absolutely unequivocal. unequivocally special that we have our guest Rachel Tatke on this morning. Who knows how weird I can be? So this is like a special weird show too, because Rachel isn't going to judge me.
No.
You know, some of my guests that come in there are just, well, I'm kind of shy about being on. I always feel like, you know, I can't be too strange with them because they'll just be so weirded out. But with you, Rachel, nope. I know I can just let thy hair hang out and
That's right.
Yeah, here we go. So we have a very, very, very cool event going on, which is something. How did this Madison Barbecue, I mean, actually, what is it? Bikes, beer, brews, and barbecues, the theme or the kind of the name that's been, I think that's what's on the line here. Yeah, brews, bikes, and barbecue is how it's listed in our community calendar, at least. So,
well, there won't be any bikes. I think that originally that was the idea.
And now it's
kind of morphed into like beer, bands, and barbecue, okay. Which, hey, that's more fun than bikes.
Well,
come on, folks.
Sometimes.
bikes are wonderful.
Yeah, bikes are.
Good question, right? Why is Madison Magazine doing an event in Sauk City? That's a question we get all the time.
Sure.
And my first response is, you know, Madison Magazine is a publication that people read all over, right?
Sure.
You mentioned that you have Madison Magazine. So that we definitely have readers in this community and in the surrounding communities, no doubt. But the actual sort of inside story of how this came to be, in 2014, an organization called Black Earth Meats and their butcher shop, Conscious Carnivore, approached us and said, you know, we know that there's these sort of Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned events where these people come and compete. These barbecue pros come and bring their, you know, six-figure smokers, and they compete for big money. And we'd love to do that, but we don't know how to produce a festival around it, right? So typically these KCBS competitions, these guys come, they line up on a street, and they just, you know, smoke their food for 24 hours, give it to judging, which happens offsite, and that's it. People can come and look and sort of like spectate, but there's no festival. So okay. Black Earth Meats had said, we'd love for Madison Magazine to produce a festival.
Okay.
Madison Magazine has a history of producing festivals, namely the Food and Wine Show, which used to happen for 10 years at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So at the time when we were approached to do this, I said, you know, I'm really interested in it. I can't in 2014. Our event schedule is really big. So we're going to take a look at 2015. In the meantime, Black Earth Meats did a really mini version of a competition at Capital Brewery in Middleton.
Okay.
And went well. The owner of Capital Brewery said, I love it. We're planning to open up a big facility in Sauk. Why don't we move the 2015 festival to our facility in Sauk? And then that's when we got back involved. So
okay.
Madison Magazine, we had meetings with Capital Brewery. We had meetings with a radio station and with Black Earth Meats. And Madison Magazine decided to produce the event. And we decided to do it in Sauk at the new Capital Brewery. Well, then, as everybody knows, that didn't happen, right? But we had kind of committed to doing this event in Sauk. I loved working with Vicky at the Village and Tawana at the Sauk Chamber.
Sure.
And so we had a brainstorming meeting, and they said, why don't we do this in Meyer Oak Grove Park? And we did. And the reason we've stayed here is because Sauk has been a wonderful community to work with. Madison is great, right?
Right.
But there's a lot of festivals in Madison.
Right.
And there's, you know, as from doing many different festivals and outdoor events in Madison over the years, it's a tough, you know, it's
tough to compete with and to stand out.
It's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
It's tough to compete. Right. And so, and Sauk has been wonderful, and there's lots of great organizations in Sauk that we really want to give back to. And I can't tell you, no joke, this is not because I'm on this radio show. McFarland's has been amazing.
Well,
I have
you.
Great relationships with the other, rental companies in Madison. I do. I work with them a lot for different weddings, but McFarland's is just, we could not do this event without you, bottom line. So that's why we've stayed in Sauk.
And she's not on our staff. I just want to, full transparency here.
If you ever have a job opening. But yeah, it's been wonderful. So that's why we've stayed in Sauk. It's 20 minutes from Madison. We promote this event heavily in Madison, and we get people from Madison to come. I mean, people come, we had somebody message us on Facebook that they're coming from Indiana this year. So people come to this event. And so that's sort of how we ended up here.
Okay. And this weekend, so you're actually doing Friday and Saturday. When you started out, was it Saturday and Sunday?
The first year, yes.
Yeah. And now last year it was Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And now again this year, Friday and Saturday,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and what's on the lineup? What all, if somebody comes out to it, what are they going to see and hear? And what time should they be here for all of it?
So, okay. Friday, the event starts at 5. It ends at 11. Saturday, it's noon to 11. And there's lots of different things that you're going to see. Now, for the first time ever, we are not doing a KCBS competition. So that happened the first 2 years. And KCBS is great, but these are the professionals. professional guys didn't interact with attendees. Right. They didn't want to sample their food because they're really busy competing and trying to earn money.
Sure.
I get it. This is their professional job.
Right.
And so we decided not to have that element, which was always separate from the festival and was always organized by a different organization. So
right.
I and Madison Magazine never organized that competition, which was also tough from an event perspective, an event sort of coordinator perspective. But this year, we actually do have a really cool new element, a couple of cool new elements. One is you can vote for your favorite barbecue in the park.
Okay.
So we have probably more barbecue than we've ever had before. And we have several professional barbecue like competitors who are selling food this year.
Okay.
So people that would typically be competing are actually selling their food in the park, and they're coming from all over. So we've got vendors from Chicago and Philadelphia. This guy's from Australia. And so
really?
That's going to be really cool.
Australia, you would say.
That's right. Hey. An Australian
down
accident.
Under.
That's right. Awesome.
All
Aussie.
Right, mate.
Exactly. But then we also have some amazing local barbecue, like Dan Fox, who's a James Beard winning chef. His
okay.
company is going to be here. He just bought, he has Heritage Tavern in Madison, and he has a new farm that he took over, Willow Creek, and that's right down the road.
Okay.
And so that's a perfect, you know, perfect, amazing, award-winning chef, but with local amazing meat.
Okay.
And then we also have Double S Barbecue, which is a very popular barbecue restaurant in Madison.
Okay.
We have Curd Girl. So a cheese curd food truck's going to be here all weekend.
Okay.
There's going to be kettle corn, right? And then we're working with a church here. They're going to be selling things that others aren't selling, right? Like brats and hamburgers and hot dogs
okay.
and things for the kids.
Okay, cool.
And Culver's is going to be selling ice cream.
Okay.
So,
and then
yeah.
you have a kids area too, right?
Oh, we do. We do. So there's going to be, like always, an inflatables play zone area. And then there's going to be face painting throughout Saturday. And then games. So we've got some fun carnival games, giant Jenga, ladder golf, beanbag toss. So a lot of fun things for the kids.
Okay. And is that different this year? I know at one point we talked about you. Maybe there was going to be a separate entity that was going to come in and run all of that for you. Did that happen?
So the River Hills Church is going to have some volunteers, but we're ultimately running it.
Okay.
And so yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
Very, very fun. So obviously you can come down, families can come down, people can
oh, yes.
eat like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a food tent set up too. Isn't there an area where people can sit around or
so yeah so a whole new element this year is that the whole park is fenced off, which means you can bring your beer throughout the park, which
okay.
is huge. So what we decided to do is the park is heavily tented, right, because we're supposed to get rain off and on, but I wanted we have an amazing music lineup. Madison County is going to play from 6 to 10 on Friday night.
Okay.
And then on Saturday we have some amazing bands, including Mad Polecats, a Wheelhouse, the Mascot Theory, and then the Love Monkeys at night.
Okay.
So amazing lineup. I did not want that to be stymied by the rain.
Okay.
So we have tented. The stage will be under a tent.
Okay.
And the beer tent is huge.
Okay.
So you can grab your beer, you can listen to the music, but you can also walk around the park with your beer. We're going to have a lot of different tents for seating. We'll also have picnic seating all around the park. So when it's nice out, you can sit outside and drink
sure.
your beer and eat your barbecue.
Sure.
We have Vendor Alley, which is this big, huge, you know, row with all the different food that you can try. And then a kids area. So we're really taking into effect the fact that when it's raining, there's going to be plenty of seating under tents.
Sure.
And the music under the tent.
You're covered.
We are.
Literally
and covered.
There,
anyway. Yes.
So, of course, and I know with kids, if the water inflatable stuff get in, you know, wet, that's just like a bonus for
right,
them.
Right, exactly.
So,
it's a lot of fun.
Good deal. Good
yes.
deal.
Yes.
So it sounds like really, really cool. I mean, congratulations, kudos to you for the way that you've organized all of this. But then, you know, learning to kind of adapt to what
yes.
happened. I mean, we were just talking before we went back on the air last year how it was so cold on that
it's
Saturday.
Freezing.
And yet people still came
they
out
did.
And, you know, had
busy.
A great time. And
definitely. Definitely. I did decide, though, this year that I really wanted music is such a huge part of this event. We've got some amazing bands. And I thought I do not want any music interruptions in
sure.
the case of rain, which is why I decided we're making our beer tent bigger and we're putting a stage under the tent.
Sure.
And so that's what we've done there.
Well, and you mentioned Mascot Theory. That's kind of cool because Eric Jelland, who's a member of that band, was here at McFarland's. He and Beth Kelly did a little music concert
oh.
almost. We did a special series of Christmas shows back in December, and they were our musical guests for the Christmas Eve
oh,
show.
That's awesome.
It was, well, yeah, because he and Beth have done a series of stuff, but they also did a couple of Christmas albums together. So
oh.
and just amazing. I mean, amazing musicians.
I agree. So, you know, and of course, just like discovered them, hired them for an event last year, and I'm like, you have to come to Barbecue Fest because you are perfect. Yeah. They're like wheelhouse, just wonderful music.
It was so much fun because, well, and I had asked Beth, Beth and I have gotten to know each other through the Fire on the River event.
Sure.
And so I started asking about, you know, different people that might be out there, and she recommended Derek. She said, Mascot Theory is just tearing up things in Madison.
They're amazing.
So, now they're going to tear things up here, too.
That's right.
So, well, and of course, Madison County is always a great draw here in the Sauk area. They've been out at our Cow Chip Festival a number of times.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So always a big crowd pleaser as well.
Yes.
So very cool.
And we have a lot of great beer, too. Your favorites and a lot of craft beer.
So don't miss out. Well, and, you know, that was one of the things I remember when we first met, I think, we were talking about this whole festival coming here and wondering if it would be successful. I remember being, you know,
right.
It was a brand new thing. And I'm like, come on, beer, barbecue, Sauk County. This is a no-brainer, okay? this is like, duh. If you don't do this, people will find out about it. They'll be like, what was wrong with you folks? So about as sure as grass turning green this time of year. So anyway, well, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute, a little bit more. We'll recap all the things going on with Madison Barbecues, the Madison Magazine's Barbecue Fest this weekend. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just thinking about the barbecue. I can't stop myself. But we'll also do a quick rundown of some of the other community events going on this weekend. So don't go anywhere. Right here on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 FM Radio, WRPQ in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. And we're back here for our final portion of Mornings at McFarland, special edition. So, yesterday I would have normally done this when we were only doing once a week, but I figured I would save this part of our program, our community calendar announcements, until today, because we're talking about community stuff. Anyways, of course, yesterday we were too, but I just made an executive decision. Okay, folks. Anyways, this weekend, of course, like all weekends this time of year up in Sauk Prairie, there's so much stuff going on. One thing is Selwood Neighborhood Garage Sales are going on. I know it's always a big deal around the area. There are more than 10 households participating. Wanakee, I think, does a huge garage sale kind of thing, too. So this is our participation to it. If you just take Highway 60 east towards Lodi and take a left on 188 and go a mile, you'll see all of the great stuff that people have got available. That starts today and actually is going to run through Saturday, it looks like. So you've got some time to get out there, but you don't miss it. And then, of course, we talked about Madison Magazine's brews and bands and barbecue event going on. So that's we'll talk just a little bit more about that here as we wrap up. Also, tomorrow, Friday, is the gala at the Glen. So Kathy Linz was on the show a couple weeks ago talking about some other things they had going on. But this weekend, this Friday, May 19th, is the fundraising dinner and event for the annual fun drive. It's held at Dorwards Glen Retreat in the main hall in rural Baraboo. So beautiful place out there. Social begins at 5:30 and the celebration and fun begins. There's a raffle going on for raising money as well for the Glen. And tickets are $50 a person. So if you're interested in going, get those tickets reserved now. And I believe you can buy at the door too. So Kathy's not going to turn anybody away. Also on Saturday, neighborhood garage sale is going on. Madison Magazine's brews, bands, and barbecue is going on. Farmers Market has started and is going in a big way right now. So feel free to come on down to Farmers Market down in between Prairie du Sac Library. The old library. It's the Trip Heritage Museum now and Photography Studio, that little green area there. Also, RAI, River Arts Inc., is having a workshop this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. It's a nature journaling class with Cynthia Quinn. If you're interested in that, there is a $125 fee because there's a bunch of supplies that people get with that as well. But you can combine your interest in art and nature by starting a sketchbook journal in that two-day workshop. So Cynthia's done this sort of thing before, but if you're interested in that, give them a call down at River Arts on Water Studio. It'll be going from 9:30 until 4:30 p.m. both days. Christina Koopman can tell you more about that if you want to give them a call down there the number would be 643-5215 if you want to call, or you can contact Kay Koopman, COOPMAN, at River Arts Inc. There was one other thing I wanted to point out. Oh, yes, a cycle. There's a cycle Sauk Prairie event. I did not know about this. Roxbury Rural Ride is going on. Join them for a fun and welcoming group of bicycle riders of all ages and abilities who want to ride the bike loops and trails of beautiful and picturesque Sauk Prairie area. All fitness and skill levels are welcome, and they have a loops map that actually the Sauk Prairie Riverway folks put together, the Chamber of Commerce. It's a guide for the inspiration for their rides. So you can pop on down from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. May 23rd, and they'll be happy to have you join them on their journeys, I guess, or adventures. So you can find out more information about that by going to the SaukPrairie.com website. And then lastly, there's a Discovering the Extraordinary Joy in Ordinary Moments event. That is May 23rd from 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. at the Prairie du Sac Library, the Ruth Culver Community Library. Author and motivational speaker Carrie Olson, who's a Baraboo native, will explore her journey with illness and loss and her search for joy in difficult times and her ultimate discoveries about the blessings that abound. And she'll read from her ebook, Time to Be, an almanac of short essays and the extraordinary joy of ordinary moments. So feel free to be part of that free lecture. And Megan Stotts down at the library can tell you more information if you want to call Megan at 643-8318. Well, I can't thank you enough, Rachel, for joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Best of luck. We'll keep those cards and prayers coming with Mother Nature holds back for the weekend. Again, the Madison Barbecue Fest is going on. When? Times for that?
So Friday, May 19th from 5 to 11 and Saturday, May 20th from 12 to 11.
Okay. Great bands, great music, great food, sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, I know Rick and I were very excited to hear there was going to be more barbecue.
More barbecue.
There's only one thing worse than barbecue. It's not having more barbecue.
That's right.
So,
that's right. And there's demos happening too. We're going to have demos all day on Saturday, and there'll be some free samples in the demoing tent associated with that. And you can find all the information about the festival at our website, which is madmagbbqfest.com.
madmagbbqfest.com.
Or go to madisonmagazine.com and you'll find a link.
You'll find a link. Easy enough, right?
Yes.
So, well, thanks again, Rachel, for joining us. I hope everything goes as well as
thanks
possible.
So much.
It's a great event for the community. Thank you to Madison Magazine and Morgan Murphy Media for continuing to do this event. It's just a great thing for this whole area. So, thanks so much. So, best of luck. And thanks for joining us today on this special edition of Mornings at McFarland's. We'll see you next week, folks. Wednesday, we'll be joining Lindsay Gisiwarez. We'll be here talking about some of the great stuff going on with River Arts. So, tune in then at 8 o'clock here on WRPQ Radio. 99.7 FM Baraboo Sauk Prairie.
Special editions of Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche are produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.